It's been a decade since Darren Lee lined out his team to run the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. The Chistochina musher was forced to scratch from the race in 2002 and 2003.
And this just seemed to be the year to do it, the 30th quest. And the last time I did it, it was the 20th quest. And my daughter, who is now almost 16, was 5 years old at the time and picked the number one bib. So I have led the quest.
This year, Lee is determined to finish. For the past 10 years, he's run his dogs in races like the Kobuk 440 out of Kotzebue and the Copper Basin 300 that starts in Glen Allen. He says he's learned from the mistakes that took him out of previous races.
The first year, I broke my brake bar the first night of the race. So I bought a new brake bar this last week and put it on my sled, and I also have an extra brake bar. The second time, I only had 12 dogs. That's all I owned, and that's what I came here with. So I have a total of 21 dogs. Basically, I tried to increase my pool of dogs to draw from.
It's been a while since Tagish musher Ed Hopkins has run the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest. He originally signed up to run this year's Quest 300, but at the last minute, he made the switch to the 1,000-mile race.
And, you know, to be quite honest with you, I've done the 300 so many times. Like, usually when I leave Stepping Stone and make the loop to come back to Pelly, you're going up the Scroggy Creek Road, and you got to turn right to go to Pelly, and there's a sign that says straight to Dawson, and it's, I get to that point and say, you know, I'd really like to go to Dawson. And so that's my barrier. This year I want to get to that junction of the trail, and I'm just going to go straight instead of taking the right.
Hopkins ran the 1,000-mile quest 6 times between 1993 and 2005. Despite the 8-year break, he's sure the Canadian side of the trail will be good. As far as the trail across the border,
it'll be Alaskan. Rough and rugged.
Hopkins says his team, a mix of young dogs led by an experienced 10-year-old male named Zappa, can handle the challenge. But Swiss musher Crispin Studer isn't as sure. He says his dogs are definitely faster than the team he ran back in 2004.
The dogs that I had then, they were totally different. They were much bigger, slower, less maintenance. So right now I have more like racing dogs, so they're going to be more maintenance. I'm going to have to take much better care of them because they're going to run till they crash, so I'm going to have to manage them much more.
Studer, who trains in Carcross, says he feels like a rookie all over again.
I didn't know what I was doing 9 years ago, so I think I know more, but I don't know if I know what I'm doing totally. Like, I'm sure going to do a lot of mistakes and hopefully not too many.
Fairbanks musher Ed Abrahamson says he made mistakes when he last ran the quest in 1997 and 1999. But in the last 14 years, he admits he's both older and wiser.
The first time I ran the race, I took it for granted a bit. Just a big adventure, a selfish event. And now I realize that it's an absolute privilege to be here.
Abrahamson says his dogs are the main reason he's returning this year.
I've raised all these dogs from our kennel. I take a great deal of pride in that, and to be able to go out in this environment and spend this time with them is certainly what I'm looking forward to. And maybe some unfinished business, you know, just to have a really nice, clean race.
15 veteran mushers will run their teams alongside 11 rookies in this year's Yukon Quest. The race starts Saturday. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Whitehorse.